The experimental film Life in a Day is quite unusual. In fact, it's possibly unique. It gives us a picture of life in our world, the whole world, on one single day, the 24th of July 2010. The film is a documentary, not a drama or a thriller or a romantic comedy. But at the same time, it has moments of drama and of romance. In fact, the film is simply a lot of moments. 90 minutes of moments from people's lives around the world on that 24th of July. Some of these moments are connected, some aren't. At times during these 90 minutes, it's difficult to concentrate, to be honest. Watching it becomes almost exhausting. So many images flash in front of your eyes. But the idea of the film is certainly interesting. The film itself is made from videos shot by ordinary people. There are no actors or professional filmmakers or special effects. And although there is no story, there are themes: love, fear, hope, and so on. The project began when film director Kevin MacDonald had an idea: to take the temperature of the planet on a single day, as he puts it. He sent about 400 cameras to 40 countries and asked people three questions. What do you love? What do you fear? What have you got in your pocket? Then people used the cameras to film their lives, or the lives of those around them, and sent the footage back to MacDonald. And the astonishing thing was that the project grew to be much bigger than 400 people with cameras. A week after the day, MacDonald and his team had 4,500 hours of footage in 81,000 video clips from 192 countries. Even more astonishing, perhaps, was the fact that at that stage, MacDonald didn't have a plan for his film. He wanted to see all the footage first and try to choose 90 minutes from that. So, what did he choose? What kind of picture do we get? There are women in Ghana singing while they work, an English student having a drink with his dad, men in India gossiping, market sellers in the Philippines having lunch. The list goes on. And there are words to go with the images too. The faces speak to us, telling us that they love football or are afraid of growing up. The film has been pretty successful, perhaps more than MacDonald expected. If you've missed it in the cinema, you can watch it on YouTube. It's an interesting way to spend an hour and a half.